Right. So Itza Das is straight connection, like Blist, Vekas. Like,
it's a Chaim.
It's a Chaim, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
It's a Chaim, that's what's, it's Torah, right? That's what I'm saying. You're correct, right? It's like pure Torah. And then Itza Das is like that which even opens us up to mitzvahs, right? I mentioned it like Kalachira, that like what happened, the fall from the Itza Das to like the animals used to be the ones doing the mitzvahs. We spoke about this.
Yeah. The animals could speak and do mitzvahs. And
correct. Now, correct. This person, I think you
have to just shy.
I think that was after. I gotta ask. Mm-hmm. I have to ask.
This?
No.
Oh, that was an accident.
Okay.
It's a new man hug. One was the Yitzchak Chaim, one was the Yitzchak.
You know the story with Rav Grishenfeld, who was once at some big rough house, I forget which gadol it was. He saw that they had three locks on the door. And he was, as he walked in, he saw, like, he just happened to see that, you know, looked like he was, like, trying to keep everybody out. And he thought, man, is it a chesaron b'tachon? Or is it? Does it? It's a emphasis on the shtadlos, and it's like making this whole cheshbon inside. Like, what was it? And at a certain point, he went over to the rav and he said, "Okay, I have to ask. Like, what's the pshat? Like so many locks." And he said, "I don't know. Ask the rebbetzin." And so he was like, "Okay." And so he went over and he asked the Rebbetzin, and the Rebbetzin's like, "Oh, well, we had the lock here in the beginning, but then, you know, Shani got old enough that, you know, she could reach it, so then we had to put another lock over there. But then she got old enough that she could reach it, so then we put another one."
That's really funny.
It's like, okay, not everything has a deep meaning. Okay.
Wait, just to be clear, it's a das, we were going to eat it then on Shabbos, so it was going to turn good. Was the tree going to change? How would it have been good for us all of a sudden?
It's like, is it good to be human?
Yeah,
I think so.
No, Adam Shalom Nivra, right? That's what it sounds like, right? So, and the answer is, well, it would be great to be human if we always got it right. If we always at least like knew where we were supposed to be going, right? The problem is that we can go tofer up, right? So, my understanding is, you can get all of the hana and enjoyment of being in Olam Hazeh, but not lose your sense of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That would have been ideal. I mean, we want this world. It's not like we don't. The mission of Torah isn't, you know, go kill yourself so you can be a spiritual person again. Right? That's a terrible thing. Or go sit on a mountaintop and never, you know, retreat. Right? We are machshiv the Eitz Das. We want Das. Das of this world. We even want to know the difference between Tov and Ra. We just want to be able to choose Tov. But if you're too young and you grab onto something and you don't yet have Das, so you're not going to choose Tov every time. You're also going to choose Ra.
So we bear the prematurity.
That's what the Arizal says, is that had we waited right till Shabbos, right, so then we would have been able to eat from it, would have been fine, but we were too young. We still had a level of katness. We weren't completely matured in our perspective, and so then you have something that you're not yet ready for, and
so what would have happened? We would have been able then what would have changed? We see this one blank, and we eat from it on Shabbos, and now the world is more physical, but we have the correct perspective and mindset to engage it properly?
That's the mashmaos. But it's more than a al regalach sugya. But that's okay. The mashmaos. Yeah, you guys look at the Rav Dessler on this yet?
In the second trial?
It is in the second trial. Like, yeah, that whole piece Bracious. Over there. Did you go through that piece on Bracious?
It's
worth going through it. I mean, especially if you're working on it now, it's like, see his Mahalach on it, because it's a beautiful Mahalach. It also helps understanding the Rambam's approach, which, meaning, you could probably spend 6 weeks easy, you know, going through Makoros on Beit Zadas and Beit Zachayim. I mean, it's just, Torah is replete. This is the shorish of everything. That everything comes, like, life as we know it is born from that experience, right? So, everything comes from that. The whole tikkun of Shavuos was that, like, we were now attacking the sin, right, of the Eitz Das, right? And what did we get? We got the Eitz Chaim. The Torah is the Eitz Chaim, right? That's, that was, that's what you get. You get the Torah. But I didn't know that. You know, the Mishnah and the Zikin is and that's what I was telling Kenny earlier, which is like, that's not the Eitz Chaim. We didn't even get the Zikin on Shavuos.
Oh, the Gemara is like the
I'm using the Zikin as a metaphor.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get Torah Shabbat Peh. That's right. We got that, and there's also his piece in Das Tfunus where he says what we got was the ability to make change in the Elyonim through an action in the Tachtonim, right? That like
we didn't have that beforehand. Didn't every human have that?
Nope, not in the way that we then received at Har Sinai. Meaning, when you put on tefillin, you are poel in all the way up to the world of Atzilus, whereas if you had put on tefillin before, you didn't.
Oh.
Avraham Avinu got schar for his mitzvahs, but it's not like, you know, the world then made a colossal shift every time he did mitzvah, whereas when you do, it does.
Didn't the whole Nefesh HaChaim talk about how every mankind was created in a way that can affect the Elyon?
Oh, yeah. You can affect all the Elyonim, but not all the way up to the Shoresh.
Really? It was like before Shavuos?
Even now. I mean, the real question becomes, you know, the difference between us and the other nations, right? When, you know, this perspective on Torah is, of course, there can be a pu'ula into the Bria, but it's different, right? That's what is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is your opportunity to connect all the way up at the Shoresh.
It's that, coming from Hashem, al pi Hashem.
Yeah. I mean, and it was a shinu in the Bria. It was a geirus.
Yeah.
That's what Shavuos is, a geirus. Your neshama is different now. So now when you think, speak, and do, it's poel in a different way.
Cool. Right. I realize that.
It's worth seeing inside. Okay, this time afterwards, so then we'll do that. And, hold on. I don't have my watch, so I'm going to forget.
Sure, take it. Sorry. Thanks. I'm sorry, it's so cool here, actually. Black.
But don't worry, I don't need to actually see what time it is.
It's just the fact that it's there is comforting.
My wife would laugh if she knew that I used a watch every week.
Why?
Because we never end after an hour.
Oh.
Done.
Sure.
Now I'm just playing with your watch.
I am curious. Wasn't there an idea that every male circumcised at Corsina?
There we go. Now the day is interesting. let's center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we mentioned a couple weeks ago just this piece on Anochi, the difference between Ani and Anochi, when we were speaking about the Ani Amiti. Yeah? That there's the perspective and perception of who we are when we are just going through life and not thinking about this deeper reality, when all the world where the ego, where the Yetzirah can actually grab hold of the way you see the world. And then there's a deeper part of who you are, which is when you can kind of get beyond that, right? Then that deeper light shines through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what he's speaking about. So everyone makes this diuk on Anochi.
Mm.
And the question is, what was Hashem trying to tell us, right? We have to think about the most powerful moment in human history, right? Unless aliens show up tomorrow, then everything's changed. Yeah. But the most powerful moment in human history is Matan Torah. Everything changes. It's a bigger gilui than all the 10 makos. It's a bigger gilui than the splitting of the sea. It's Einod Milvada, right? Perfect. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gets to choose an opening statement. Like, what's the opening statement? And within the opening statement, you have to choose a first word. You have to choose something to put. And this becomes the difference between the world before the Aseres HaDibros and the world after the Aseres HaDibros. Mm-hmm. This is where the shinui happens, right? So there's a world before Torah, there's a world after Torah. This is the statement that cuts us off from beginning till now. So I didn't bring it here, but the Zohar speaks about the difference between the world was created with the Beis of Bereishis, right? And then we start Torah with the Aleph of Anochi, because that's the shift, is that until Anochi is said, right, we're going from a world of duality to a world of unity, a world of separateness to a world of connection, and a world where you don't necessarily see God. God is subtle and hidden, which is why in the beginning it's 10 Maimarim, right? They're the 10 Maimarim of Maaseh Bereishis. And now we have to have 10 Dibros. And Amira is Kal, and Dibor is Kasha. It's stronger, right? So it's now the presence is you're being told. Whereas before, it was almost like you could find it if you're Avram, right? Like you can find a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, but it was less apparent. And this is the major shift that's taking place. So all of that rides on this inyan of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the word itself, Anochi, is saying that the focus is, there's a connection to Shoresh, to source, to the eye of reality. And then everything else after that is going to bring you back to the world of Nochi. We're going to see, I brought over here just so that we could actually see it inside. His Lashon is so great on the back of your sheet. The Maharal will do it afterwards.
Who's this?
Well, this is going to be the Gemara and Shabbos. That's what we're going to look at. Yeah. And it's kind of like the name of a book. Right, a book title, you hope, tells you about what's on the inside. Even if you've never read the book, like now you know what it's about. So the word Anochi has to hold within it. It's the seed of the whole first Dibor, which is the seed of the whole 10 Dibros, which is the seed of all of Taryag Mitzvahs, which is the seed of all of Torah, which is the seed of all of reality, which is the seed of, you know, life as we know it. So everything has to fit into this, if that's the Gili that we're getting, right?
And just to make sure I understand, are we focusing on the Giloy itself or the shift from more, like you said, Amir to Dibor? Like from like the shift into the Giloy?
No, I mean, I'm saying that as like a Hakdama, but that's not what we're focusing on over here. It happens to be that, right? This is, right, by Yadabra Elohim is called Varama Eila, right? That they're all Diburim, they're Saras Dibros, as opposed to Maimarim of Maaseh Bereishis.
Oh, yeah, and I was saying when you said Anochi is the seed. Right, you're saying it's the seed of Giloy. It's the closest thing we have to understanding reality, Be'emes. So therefore, Anochi should hold all of that.
It's the difference between. Right, we spoke about this before. How many times does it say Shem Hashem in the opening? You guys just went through this, right? Yeah. So how many times does it say Shem Hashem in the first?
Yudkei.
Yeah, Yudkei.
I think none.
Up until
in the whole creation story.
Zero.
Yeah. None. Where's Hashem? So strange, you know? It gives rise to all this, you know, Bible criticism. Like, oh, yeah, it used to be Elohim, and then it changed to Havaya. Like, what changed, right? Like,
oh, where's really? People use that as like a...
All the time. Like, there's like five or six different authors to the Torah. There's Yudkei Vavkei is an author, and Elohim is an author, and Kel Shakai is an author, and Moshe is an author, and you've got all these different authors to the Torah. How could there be so many different gods? And Elohim is in plural, so there must be plenty of them, right? You know, all these people. If you don't learn it, so then you have no idea how do you relate to those things. Plus, they don't speak Hebrew anyway, so it's like, that's their kasha. But then you have to ask, right? The only good thing about Bible criticism is like they're like a good tosos to have on the side. Yeah, you get these good kashas, and you're like, okay, let's like work with that, right? Like hear it from that perspective, and like now have like your geshmaka answer to that mahalach, which there are, it's plentiful. So. Hashem's not revealed in the opening section of the Torah. I don't know that there's a unifying piece, right? So what I'm saying is, it's subtle and it's there, and if you look for it, you'd get behind Elohim and you'd find a connection to Hashem. But you could not, right? You could not see it. And the first Gilui is Anochi. There's an I, there's a Shoresh, there's a Bore, there's a being that is saying that it's not just an accidental billion of year process of atoms and energy and molecules hitting each other and like, and here you are. That's not what it is.
Right.
Anochi. And there's direct experience to source.
And then this is stronger than, I guess, the individual Giloy that Avraham experienced, Moshe experienced. Because he said, did he also say Anochi there?
No. I mean, if I recall, By them it says Ani. It might say Enochi. By already by Moshe, but I'm not sure. But that's the Gilu here is the fact that it was a collective Gilu.
Right, right.
And it's not just the word. We're saying the word's pointing us to something that happened within. And obviously Moshe Rabbeinu knew there was a God, and Avram Rabbeinu knew there was a God.
I think it says Enochi though.
I'm pretty sure by Avram several times it says Ani, but it might also say Enochi. I just looked it up and I can't recall. But it certainly says Anochi before this.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Yeah, it certainly says the word Anochi and vis-a-vis Hashem, if I recall. It might even say it by Mabul. Kodesh Baruch might already say Anochi over there at some point. I know in the first time he says it in the Mabul, it says Ani. But it might say Anochi afterwards. I don't recall. So Chazal are in the middle of this Gemara over here. It's at the end of Perek Abona, if I recall. And he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Minayin Lalasha Notrakon min Torah. How do we know that Notrakon exists in Torah? Acronym. That there are psukim in the Torah that use this form of language to teach deeper spiritual ideas. How do we know? Shneamar Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. That Avraham, it says, why is your name Avraham? And it was adding the hay over there. Because you're going to be the father of multitudes, of nations. That's what I'm giving you. Av Hamon, like Avraham. Yeah. Av Nesaticha Le'umos, I made you a father to the nations. Bachar Nesaticha Be'umos, I made you desirable, chosen by all the nations. Hamon Chaviv Nesaticha Be'umos, you'll be beloved. Melech nesaticha le'umos, you'll be a king. Vasek nesaticha be'umos, you're going to be a wise elder. Ne'ema nesaticha le'umos, and you'll be faithful. Okay, that's all going on Abraham. That's just the introduction to what we're going to look at here. But we've clarified that Torah speaks on purpose with a lashon of notrikon, that the language of Torah can be unpacked. And that it's not, you know, throughout Chazal, we want to know, like, is Gematria in the Torah, right? Is Atbash in the Torah? Like, all of that. So Chazal speak about all these things. So this is where it asks about, okay, acronyms, that's a real thing? Or did someone come along later and make that up? Say, nope, that's part of the Torah.
Acronyms mean, like, just take the first letter of each thing and then...
Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, Anochi Notrikon. Anochi is a Notrikon. Ana Navshi Ksavis Yehavis.
Okay,
yeah? That I myself wrote it and gave it. Mm-hmm. That's what Anochi stands for. I myself wrote it and gave it. Rabbanan Amri, no, Rabbanan say something else. Amira Ne'ima Ksiva Yehiva. These sweet words were written and given. Ikida Amri Anochi Lamafreya. Read Anochi backwards. Yehiva Ksiva Ne'emanin Amareha. I gave this written thing, which is faithful, to its words. Okay. You guys take 2 minutes. You're just a chavrusa chef now, so
we're
going to sit here. I'll be right back.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. Thank you.
Obviously, only on the second paragraph.
Yeah. I mean, very pshat question is, this is more of like Gemara in general, but like, what's the difference between all of these? You know, we have, which points at what? Like, I myself gave these words. The second one is like, oh, these sweet things I gave. Okay. So, like, is there really a huge difference in between those two? Yahavi, Kasvila, Neman, Amir. Sounds like the same thing again.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, how much of a difference is there between the two?
Between got the three?
It. Right, okay. Right, sure. I thought you were just asking the first two.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because they all have the Ksiva and Yahavis in there. I guess the first thing is it starts off, Nafshi, myself.
True.
What's the difference between Ana and Nafshi?
Yeah.
Both of them are, I wrote this wrote the Torah that I gave to you. I'm just saying is the Rabbanan take out all the me. Then it's Amir, it's talking directly to the Torah. So one has a total focus on Hashem. And then it shifts, and it's totally focusing on the thing that was written. Amira ne'ima, statements that were pleasant, that were written, that it gave to you. Meaning, what does that have to do with the author at all?
Well, Yehiva, over here? Is Yehiva meaning I gave, or does it just mean Yehiva? Were given, was given?
I think
it means was given.
I think that for sure the second thing is like a focus on thing given. The first thing is a focus on God. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
And then I think it's mind blowing you would ever read it backwards. I thought backwards.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
It's always the dark. I always thought it was always like a darker side, like the back. Acher, like it's just you're looking at it in a indirect backwards way. I just always thought that's not what you're going for in the thing.
There's also an idea. I mean, like that a word forward is like how it relates to the Torah. Remember, Gershenfeld gave something about Aaron and Norah.
Yeah, he does that, right?
Yeah, meaning so like the way that we experience something is going to be
nice, maybe.
So maybe, right? So you have a kesiva neman amira, meaning what? It was written, it was given, its statements are faithful. I mean, like, maybe that's the way that Hashem relates to it, which seems strange.
I mean, but, okay. Avoring. Yeah.
So you also, where's the vav? I mean, I don't mean to, like, whatever, but...
What's the, sorry?
This whole thing of Anochi, right?
Where's the vav in Anochi?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Where's Should the vav that be part of the acronym? I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, sure. Where's the vav in Anochi? I mean, there's no vav in Anochi. It shouldn't be part of the acronym, especially where's the vav in Anochi.
I mean, if it's missing and it's not part of the acronym, it almost sounds like intention.
Without the acronym, it's intentional, though.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, obviously. But I'm saying if Anochi is packed because it's an acronym, then maybe the vav is going to ruin the acronym. Also, I don't know if this is what he's going for also, but Amira, right? If we're going to say that's a Saras of Dibros. Right, we're using a lighter lashon for Amira.
Very soft, right? Very Amira Ni'ima.
Sweet words that were given.
Super cute.
And then everyone died.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Anything on the last thing? We haven't asked a question. Yehiva Kesiva.
And it's literally the... Oh, interesting. The first one, it's Ni'ima, right? Amira Ni'ima Kesiva Yehiva. This is the same thing, except for the word Ni'ima, it says Ne'eman.
Nice.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's like if it's going to reverse the order, might as well take the same one and then go backwards with that one.
Right.
As opposed to a totally new one and going backwards. You could have just said that straight.
Exactly.
You could have said Amira, Ni'ima Ksiva. You could have said exactly what you want to say, but not flipped.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we holding?
Okay, Kenny, you want to kick off them?
The first thing is meaning, why do we need... Like, what are these three different explanations being Megale?
What's happening?
That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, but just give us one.
Right.
Why do we need three?
You're asking, is this a machlokas? There's a
machlokas. Sounds like a machlokas, right.
It's machlokas going on here.
So what's the difference?
They're disagreeing on something?
Yeah, you have their names before Amar. Isn't that the cloud of when you...
Yeah.
Also, the first two, Ana Nafshi, it's like focusing on Hashem. So all of a sudden, why do we want to focus on God in the first part? And the Rabbanim, though, Rabbi Yochanan's focusing on Hashem, and the Rabbanim are saying, you know, Amir Ni'ima, let's focus on the thing that was given. That's an Amir Ni'ima describing the other part. The thing given.
Right, and then also, what's the whole Inyan of actually doing it, Lamafra? We were saying how we remembered Gershenfeld, you also, about how there's like a certain flow that comes down when you read a word in the way it's saying, and when you read it backwards, it's the opposite flow, or necessarily maybe it's like the way that Hashem relates to it as opposed to us. So if that's true, then... How do we relate to these two?
Shmak.
And Ana Nafshi, what's the difference between Ana and Nafshi? Both of them are me.
Right. I didn't bring the Rashi here, but Rashi translates Ana Nafshi as Ani Ba'atzmi.
I myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is interesting, it says Nafshi, which connotes like Nefesh. But I guess it's maybe more clever.
Nope, he agrees with you.
Yeah.
I didn't put him on here, but I brought it just in case there's enough time to see another chat.
Yeah. What is also
pen first?
Yes. Ksivas Yavis is I wrote it as opposed to was written. So it's like okay, one is like I'm getting with the me versus other.
Wait, Ksivas Yavis means I wrote it.
Yeah. Ksivis Yavis. I wrote, I gave, as opposed to written and given. So okay, so I don't know anything about the author in the second one, but I guess that's the theme.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And also, why did the last guy, if he's going to flip it, might as well, like, you could have said what you wanted to say without flipping it if you have this new shot. It's like, not only are you flipping it, but then you're saying different words than everybody else.
Amazing. Okay, so that was perfect. Geschmack. So we'll go big vision, and then we'll go in, And then I think it's worth just seeing it in his Lashon, just to see the beauty of how the Maharal brings it out.
Yeah.
So, first kasha is like, what's going on here? Why are we doing this to the word Anochi? Right? That's like, you're like, okay, maybe one, like by Avram, it was one thing. Av Hamon Goyim. And like, that's what it is. He's like, no, Anochi means this way, it means that way, it means up, it means down.
Mm.
And there's another one that's brought after this, which, on the word Yira, which, okay, maybe afterwards we'll explain the sequence of the Gemara itself. The Yisod of this Gemara . Let's go to another Gemara first. It says, the Gemara in Shabbos on Pei Zayin, or Pei Ches, says the whole story. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. The Malachim see Moshe standing there. The Malachim turn to Hashem and say, what's he doing here? He said, oh, you know, I'm giving them the Torah. Moshe says, the Malachim say, you're doing what? Excuse me? Hasn't this been up in Shemayim for 974 years? And like, 74 generations? And, you're just going to give your hod down to Yilud Isha, like this person who's born of a woman. And no, like we don't let, like they're making a protest. And they say, how could you do such a thing? Why are you doing that? And Hashem turns to Moshe and says,
answer them.
Give them an answer. Hichzir lahem tshuva. What's that? Like, you know, like, God, get my back. Like, wait, I give them an answer. Like, you give them an answer. You're the man making the decision. Like, you told me to come up here. Like, why? Crazy. Like, what's the pshat? Like, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a good answer? Like, is it a test? Like, what's pshat? And then Moshe turns to Hashem and is like, by the way, I'm afraid. Like, they're going to destroy me. And Hashem says, don't worry. Hold on to the Kisei Kavod and give them an answer. And then he gives them an answer. And it's a good answer. But we have to go back to the first part, which is what was the pshat in the Kaddish Baruch Hu asking Moshe to give them an answer?
Right.
And the answer is that Hashem was saying, you can only receive it if you know the answer to that question. Why do you need it? If you can answer why you need it, why is this something that you want, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that I myself should give it to you? So then you can receive it. If you can't answer the question, why do you need the Torah? So then you don't get the Torah. Right? That's Maharal in Drushas.
This is Peches?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
Peches.
Yeah.
Wow.
He says, you need to know, wow, I must have some sort of chisaron that I need the Torah. Oh, well, if I know what I need from the Torah, so then I deserve to get it. I'll be able to receive it. Because by experiencing what I'm lacking, I find out what I want. By finding out what I want, I can desire it, and in its desire, I can draw it down into my space. That's the answer.
Nice.
So, this Gemara, what we're looking at over here, is like the shorish of the answer. Kadosh Baruch Hu bakes into the word Anochi. This is why you should want the Torah. This is what I'm giving you. In telling you what I'm giving you, I'm also going to tell you why you should want it. It's all at the shorish. That's why the word Anochi, we spoke about last time, has the kaf, which means keser. Keser is always ratzon. You're going to find the deepest ratzon. This is my deepest ratzon that I'm giving you. And by giving you my deepest ratzon, it should awaken inside of you your deepest ratzon, why you should want that, right? So, you know, in the Zohar, Shavuos is called Yom HaKeser, right?
Really?
It's the day of, like, the highest ratzon. Right? We say Nasa Vinishma, what do we get?
The Torah?
Crowns.
Oh, fine. We're going to get crowns, right? There's crowns all over the place. Moshe Rabbeinu goes in Shemayim, and he sees Rabbi Akiva doing what to letters?
Crowns.
So it's all about crowns. There's a Yom of crowns, which is a day of Ratzon, a Gili of Ratzon Milamala, an awakening of Ratzon Milamata, and there should be a unity, and that's why it's the highest and holiest Gili of the year.
After Malchus, Shabbat Malchus, and then you go back to the top? Okay.
It's like we went from Chesed all the way down, going through being Metaken all the seven Vidos, and then there's a Gilui of eight.
What's he
at? Huh?
What's he at?
Eight over here is...
above seven.
Supernatural, times. Right? We just went through seven of seven, and then you get to 50, like Yovel, right? Which is complete Cheirus, everything returns, it's complete connection to Shoresh, like it's Lamala. So whenever you're going there, it means the upper worlds, right? Everything above seven. So Keser Chachma Bina,
right.
As a package.
That's called eight.
Yeah. So that's the Gilui, which is, there's one other time where we have a similar Gilui. There's another, what in Chazal, what is Shavuos called?
Yom Atzeres.
Atzeres. There's another day called Atzeres.
It's last day Shavuos.
No.
No, sorry, Sukkos.
Right, the day after Sukkos.
Right.
It's not really Sukkos anymore. I mean, it's Sukkos.
In America.
Huh?
In America.
That's right. Which is the, what day is that?
Eighth
day. The eighth day. Yeah. Shmini Atzeres. Right? So this, they're both, Atzeres is when you get to something which is, you're beyond this world, and therefore stop. You have to now take in all the ore. Right? You've gone, you're now Kledim and Makabel. Right? I mentioned to you earlier, like, what's the mitzvah on Shavuos?
Nothing.
What's the mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. But what do you do on Shmini Atzeres?
Dance with the Torah.
You dance with the Torah. Right? It's also a Torah day. You're connecting to the Eitz HaChaim. Right? Just like on Shavuos. We're learning the Torah, right? But there's no mitzvah. Why? Because it's about being makabel all the or. You've just done all this work. 7 days of Sukkos. 7 weeks of Shavuos. And now it's like, I want to be connected to the shoresh of everything that I am and all that is in this reality. So, what we're going to get from Anochi is the Gili of what is Hashem giving us, right? Hashem put it all up in there. It's the package that contains everything on the inside. It's the title that's going to contain the reason why you want to buy the book, the reason why you want to watch the movie, the reason why you want to do the thing. It's all in the title. It's all in the word. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu packs it in. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this is what the word contains. This is the most important thing that we're being taught here. And the Rabbanan is saying, no, this is the most important thing. And the Ikid de Amri is saying, no, this is the most important thing, right? That's what Anochi is telling me. So that's why we have different Mahalchim, and that's why we're trying to open it up, because everything has to be Nichlal in what's being revealed right in the beginning.
Right.
Now the question is, what do they reveal? So let's see it inside. So Anochi is a notrikon. It says, for Ana Navshi Ksavis Yehavis. So you made the diuk, right? The first one is speaking about Hashem. The second one is speaking about the Torah. And the third one is?
Speaking at us?
Us.
So this is, we see this kind of breakdown in a few different places. Kuchabrichu Oraisa Yisrael Chadhu, right? That we're all connected. Us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah, we're all one. And so the question over here is a matter of emphasis. Rabbi Yochanan saying the emphasis of the giving of the Torah is the Ananafshi. Rabbanan are going to say it's on the Torah. The Ikid HaAmri is going to say it's on Klal Yisrael. But let's speak it out a little bit more. We'll give maybe the bigger vision, and then we'll look at the sources.
Okay.
So why do you want the Torah? Why is Torah good?
It's a chayim.
Good. What does that mean to you?
We connect.
It's connection.
Back to our shoresh, back to our shoresh.
Great. You get HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Like, why should you want the Torah? Ana nafshi ksavis yahavis. That's why you should want the Torah. I put myself into the Torah. You get the Torah, you get me. Right?
Mm.
So you learn Torah, you get a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you should want it. That I'm embedding myself and my whole ratzon into this thing. I heard you didn't mention it before, but I heard you guys in the other room. You made the deal. All of them talk about ksiva, right? It's that's the only word that's in all of them, right? Ksiva and Yehiva. I gave this written thing. It's kasuv. So keep that in your mind for the next makor we're going to see. So the first thing Rabbi Yochanan says is, this is why you should want the Torah. Why you should want the Torah? Because you get God. And It's enough. Comes on the Rabbanan, they say, I don't know. And seem like a compelling enough reason to want the Torah. How do we know?
And we know it's not a compelling enough Torah reason?
Yeah.
Because people who don't learn Torah.
So people who don't learn Torah. but you get God. Who's God? Oh, that's not good. So they say, no, there's something else about Torah. Why should you want Torah?
For the thing itself.
Yeah.
Intellect?
It makes your life sweet. The words are Noam. You live with this, and you'll have Seder in your life. You'll be in alignment with an incredible reality, right?
Yeah.
This is, if you didn't even believe yet, you should want to learn Torah and love Torah and live Torah, because Torah gives you the opportunity to live this incredible life. Its words are Noam. They give you a depth and a sweetness that takes you beyond physical reality. Noam is a world of Bina. It takes you to this deeper place. But Amira, their Kal, it's not a harsh thing, right? It's you just take this beautifully written word and you will live higher than most people who don't have some order in their life.
Sounds pretty low level. Mm-hmm. Sounds like, oh, it's for you. Good for you.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
We'll
like Hasidim versus Misnagdim here. Like, Hashem, connect to Hashem. Hasidim, it's all about connecting to Hashem. It's like, no, Torah for Torah.
Torah is Geschmack. You gotta love the Torah because the Torah is Geschmack. Torah is Geschmack. And the first one is like, God is Geschmack.
Yeah.
And the last one is?
We're Geschmack.
So, let's start with why Lema Freya. So what does Lema Freya do?
It shows that a God relates to
that. Paro. We're seeing the back of something.
We're seeing the... We're going to start from the...
Bottom up.
No.
Back forward.
Almost.
Top down. Top down.
Yeah.
All those things are true.
I thought bottom up, yeah.
Bottom up. We're going to start from the end.
From the end, okay.
Right, we'll start from the end of the word, not from the beginning. The last one is... Yehiv Ksiva, I'm giving you this written thing, and Ne'emanim Amareh, if you follow its words, it's Ne'eman, meaning you're going to get Olam Haba. Mm. Right? It's going to work out for you not just today, it's going to work out for you tomorrow.
Even more selfish.
Huh?
Even more selfish.
That's right. So some people are going to say, why doesn't everybody keep Torah? Oh, it's so geschmack, so it's good to have Seder in your life.
Just to get Olam Haba, like low level...
Yeah, because life has purpose and meaning, and there's more to this world, and it's going from levels of really, 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 why should we learn Torah? Why is Torah Geschmack?
Connect to Hashem.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Right, that's the main show here. But you also have to know it's going to change your life in this world, in the present, and if it's still too difficult for you to grab onto, it's like you have to know that it's going to help you even in a way that... There's a spiritual side to this, right? There's a physical side, but if you can't see that, there's a spiritual side to this also, right? And you're going to have an Olam Habadika experience and life is going to be good for you. And that is everything to say, why should you want Torah? Because it connects you to the shoresh of everything. It changes your life today and it will open you up for the best possible world in your tomorrow, right? So all of that is in here. The question is this a machlokas, or is this just an emphasis thing?
Right.
It's never a machlokas.
Never a machlokas. So, they're all important. The other place we see this type of breakdown is, right, by the word amen, right? Kel melech ne'eman, right? So, what is that?
Kel melech ne'eman?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an infinite loop.
Kel is the shoresh. Mel, meaning God is... God created the word. Melech means
here
running the world now. Mm-hmm. Ne'eman means, and I'm going to be with you tomorrow. It's moving you in that direction. It's the same setup, right? Of you're connecting to the Shoresh. It's connecting you to a life where you're with the Melech now and your world is better now. There's a Seder HaDvarim, and it's going to help you out in the future as you go forward. One of the questions you'd asked was, why would the focus be on the Torah? Excuse me, on Hashem, if it's the giving of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is the Hakdama to Tiferes Yisrael. He brings the Gemara and the Darim that says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed?
The three...
which one?
So not exactly which one. So it doesn't say because of the three, right? But it's at that same time.
Which is...
Because they didn't the first...
and
gives a different reason.
We weren't saying Birkas Torah.
That's right. We didn't say Birkas Torah. Why should you like? That's a reason to destroy the Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
You have an answer?
Because
we no, I don't have
an answer. Okay. You didn't connect it back to its root.
That's right. You didn't connect to the no sin of Torah. You can fall so in love with Torah, you can fall out of love with God, right? And so that's why the shorish, you have to know, we're talking about giving of the Torah, but the shorish of everything has to first be that the purpose of the Torah is that you can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ikar Lishma, right? Which now you can get into this machlokas between Misnagdim and Hasidim, right?
Seriously.
Let's just see if we can find it quickly. Over here in the... Here's this whole piece on Torah. It's geschmack to see it inside, so it's worth taking this minute.
Sure. I like watching you take pages.
Can help you with that.
Seen that since middle school.
Dude, I use this all the time.
Do you really?
Always. Obsessed with it.
You're so good.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh my gosh, there's a little piece of chocolate in there. It's insane.
Like a VCR.
Yeah, that was a fail.
It's like a VCR. Okay. Just quickly, it's Shavuos Torah, so we can look at what does it mean to learn Torah Lishma. So, right, you're going to bring me the Rush in the Darim, and you're going to bring me the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Lithuanian world that says Torah Lashma is to learn Torah for Torah. And then you can bring me the Balatanya, and you're going to say, I think it's also the Pashtus and Rashi.
And the Gemara.
Yeah, that says, but there's no real Rashi on the Dharam, so not Pashtun. That learning Torah is to connect to Hashem, right? So is it about the Amira Na'ima, or is it about the Ananafshi, right? What's really Torah Lashma? Which, by the way, if I didn't have this, I have a Mefurish Gemara that says Ananafshi is the Iker.
Mm.
Right? Like that's how I learned it. Like Ananafshi Kasifi Havis. And then the Rabbanan come and they say Amir Ne'ima. But you can't throw away the Ananafshi. So, and the Maharal, let's answer the. The Maharal says, what is learning Torah Lishma? Is learning Torah for the sake of connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, which is why no sin of Torah, right? But that's why if you don't say Birkas Torah first, sure, you're learning the Torah for Torah, but since you weren't learning the Torah, Lishma, which is to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed because you've missed what the whole thing's about.
Wow.
So that's like the Pashas, the Shorash of the Baal Tanya. And I think that Rav Dessler agrees to that.
You know, not answering this now because it's probably not online, but I would love just at least before the end of the shiur to understand, like, what does that even mean to learn Torah in order to connect to Hashem? Does that mean like sitting down and be like, okay, let's go, Kavana? Does that mean like it's your deepest desire to do it, but you're not thinking about it as you're learning? Like,
okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Ulam mavur, and even of course the Nefesh HaChaim. Everybody held you're supposed to connect to Hashem. That's the funny thing is there's any person who says, oh, Lithuanians, they don't want to connect to Hashem. It's like, that's not true. There's nowhere in Torah does it say it's just about Torah. Like, don't think about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says you're supposed to, the Nefesh HaChaim says you're first supposed to be in a state of Dveikos to Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Yira and Tara, Mokshava, you're first connected to Hashem, and then you go learn. He says, and if while you're learning, like, you feel yourself getting less connected, so stop learning, go reconnect, and then go back in. Like, the Nefesh HaChaim, still, ulam mavur etzlenu sheyesh shnei gedarim b'lishma. There's two gedarim in lishma. Lishma gamur, hanovei me'avas Hashem gemura. Ahavaso asetora novas me'avaso lenosein atora. The ikar of your avas Torah is coming from your avas Hashem. Why should you love the Torah? Ana nafshi k'siva yahavis. Kemuva b'maral hagdam l'tiferes Yisrael. Velishma shel avas Torah she'ohev ha'adam es Torah mishum shenene me'od u'me'ushar b'limuda. That's a second type of lishma, which is in the Nefesh HaChaim, which is, why do I love Torah? Because it's kishmak. I'm nene me'od from the limud. Limud's kishmak.
But that's also called lishma.
Oh, there was lishma gomor.
Yeah.
And then there's lishma of avas Torah.
Wow.
That's called Lishma Gamur, which he's making it the Iker and says the Iker is really to be Noveya from an Avas Hashem. Why should I love Torah? Because I'm getting an opportunity to learn that which Hashem gave me. Kvar higia ha'adam liyichud maisa v'lashem yisbarach levado. That's like unbelievably high level. Ubebechina zu efshar lo l'kabal ha'satorah ba'ofen ha'elyon hanal. If you're really there, that's mamash the highest level of Kabbalah Satorah. Aval habachina hashniya, the second bachina, the Nefesh HaChaim, im amnam ein zos ahava yishara l'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that it's not direct ahava Hashem, shahari l'shem hana asohu osek ba, you're really learning because you're getting geshmak from it, and that's not necessarily, you're not doing it because, wow, like, that's mamash connection to Hashem. It's more like, listen to this amazing Maharal. It's Kishmak Maharal. I like it.
Yep.
I like it. We call Makom Gam Zeo Hare Bechin Lishma. Don't worry, it's still Lishma. V'imam Shecha Adam B'derech Zu Efshar She'idabek Dveikus G'dolam Ode LaTorah. If you continue in this path, you'll come to a Dveikus to the Torah. V'hi Nasis Bekach Tavlin LiYitzahara. Becomes a Tavlin to the Yitzahara, because at least you're connecting to the Torah. Zeo Ofen Kabbalas to Torah B'tocha Hester. We are in a Hester, we are in Golos, we don't always feel a deep connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is exactly what you were saying, that Chassidim were trying to change. But from that place of Hester, you should at least come to love the Geshmak of the Torah. It's Amira Ne'ima. It's Geshmak to learn, and it changes your life. Really, it's Shelo Lishma. The Nefesh HaChaim's Lishma is really Shelo Lishma. Vagabi Madrega Sa'ava Satahora Lashem Yisbarach, next to the Maharal and the Balatanya's Lishma. She blishum pnias v'hargesha shalhanas atzmo, because like we've been learning all year, right, and getting beyond the ego, right? So if learning the Torah, I learn Torah because I like the Torah,
gosh.
So there's still ego in that,
yeah.
Right? Ach, which is but it, so therefore it's lo lishma. Ach shelo lishma ze maybe lidei lishma gamar, but it's a good lo lishma. That's what it means in Chazal when it says lo lishma is ba lishma. You have to have your lo lishma, which is I mamish love learning because I love learning, and the more you spend time connected to the shorish of the Torah, you're gonna get to the ananavshi. Ki me avas haTorah baim lidei avas hanose haTorah ava gemur v'tahora. Okay.
So which is the lo lishma?
I'm doing it because it's geshmak. I learned it because Torah is geshmak.
I thought, but the Nevi Shechayim said that was lishma.
That's right. So he's coming and saying, that's what he's calling lishma, but you should just know it's really not lishma gamor.
Gamor, fine.
Right? So therefore, really, it's low lishma next to the one that's above it. Ah, but why do we call it lishma? Because there's... We're going to now tie this all back into our Gemara in 1 second. You'll see where this all fits. Tzrich amanu lizchazik, but it's more, it's meaning lagamor the Torah. Okay.
Which one is this? Which
safe? This is in base. Page 28. So, the,
Can I go to the door?
Yeah.
I could have done that, I'm sorry.
What?
Should I should have grabbed the door.
I shall,
alright. Who is that?
I was trying to
recognize the
voice.
Not one of your boys.
It's not my boy.
Probably your cousin.
What's more?
What?
Mine?
I said I use this for my tape recorder.
Thanks.
Okay, so first of all, worth showing up today just to see that Rodessa. I mean, that's like a very, very
totally worth
your soda stick a piece.
I'd get beat up if I said that. And
then... Huh? You would. Yeah, you can't even show that to me.
Beat up. Let's beat him.
Okay, but now let's go. In the Nefesh HaChaim's world, right? So if that's Lishma, so what's his Lo Lishma?
The Olam Haba?
Yes, very good. Mm. So we're seeing that these are the three levels of Lishma, right? It's really built into the Anochi, which is, if you really don't have anything, if there's nothing going for you, you don't feel connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're not even getting the Amir Ne'ima, know that when you learn Torah and you live Torah, you're going to get Olam Haba. And it's like the lowest and last resort.
Right.
Baseline. Like, baseline is like, there's an Olam Haba.
The Olam Haba.
It's pretty bad. I connect to that one sometimes.
Huh?
I like, connect often to that sometimes.
It's geshmak. It's mamish in Anochi. Which, by the way, that's why it's Lamafreya, because we look at the end.
Right.
We're looking at the end first. Right. So the end of who you are is the world you built from all this Torah. So it's not, if it were important, it wouldn't be put into the essence of the Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu baked into Anochi.
Right.
It's not bad.
Right.
It's a reason, but it's lo lishma.
I don't like it.
And it's lishma, the lishma to the Yahaveh Kesiva Ne'eman Amareh is Kesiva Yahavis. Excuse me, is Amir Ne'am Ne'ima.
Wow.
There's a geshmak of Torah. You got to find the geshmak in the Torah. You have to see how the Torah is beautiful and it changes your life now. The Torah is beautiful, changes your life now. And then from there you would say, ah, now I got the lishma. And you have to go, no, there's one step deeper, which is I can connect to the ananavshi, right? I get all the way to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when you learn Torah, you can get to this deeper place.
Hmm.
Now, just an amazing, amazing piece in Rabbi Nachman. Where he's going to say it. We've been speaking about it all year, and you keep asking me for the source, and I have like 10 sources, and I just never give it to you, but Koach HaPol
B'Nifal.
Yeah. There's an idea, right, which is a clear idea, it's all over the place, that the Koach of the Poel, right, who's the Poel over here?
Hashem.
Kodesh Baruch Hu. It goes into that which is Nifal, that which is created.
Right.
So the Lashon we see over and over again is Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it down. He was Kosev. Ksiva Yehiva. I'm giving you this written thing. So why is that important, that I'm giving you this written thing? Right?
I wrote it.
Huh?
Because saying I wrote it.
Right. So, okay, so he says over here, V'al yedei haksav, efshar lahakir hanefesh upnimius hanefesh. Through the writing of something, when you're reading a book, when you are learning a piece of Torah, if you're sensitive, you actually pick up on something that's beyond the book, something that's beyond the Sefer. She b'chinas pnimius ha'amuna kanal, you actually connect to the level of amuna.
What's kanal?
The kenizkar la'el that was mentioned, right? B'b'chinas anochi, ana nafshi ksavis yahavis. Like we mentioned in the world of Anochi, Hainu shehakosev nosein nafsho betocha ksav. The writer puts his soul into his writing. So when you read something, you actually have access to the writer. So every reader accesses the writer's neshama when they're reading it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gamsha amru chazal, pnimius nafsho, the inner of his soul. Ki isa b'zohar kadosh. The Zohar says, ani is a notrikon ana nafshi yehavis, da shchinta chitzonius, that's the outer layer of the shchina, but anochi, da shchinta pnimius. Writing it as, if it had written ani, so it would mean ana nafshi yehavis, which would be just the shchina chitzonius, which is what you and I would just call the shchina. Wow. Anochi, but this, that it adds the kaf, da shchinta pnimius. You're getting the deepest layer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtza shehakaf meramez al b'chinas shechinta pnimius. The kaf is what tells us that we're dealing with this inner aspect of God's presence. That's right. V'chein isa v'etzachayim l'inyin hislabshus ha'olamos shehakeser hi pnimius ha'nefesh. Right? That when you look inside of the world, hislabshus ha'olamos, the clothing to the world, the keser is the innermost part of the world. V'hakaf hi b'chinas keser. The kaf is the keser. K'muvah le'el ki ha'shechina hi b'chinas nefesh. So you're going to get to this, the innermost presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And
saw the piece.
Right, there you go.
Where which look at the Maramis?
173. Yeah. So, saying, why is it important? Ksivi Yehavis. Because of Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that I embedded myself into this thing. I'm giving you this access point that if you learn Torah, you're going to get Olam Haba. And it's Geshmak and it will change your life today. But most importantly, you spend the time learning Torah and you'll get to the Ananafshi. Right?
Wow. All of it's subsumed in the...
That's right. It's all exactly. It's all right. Part of that. Right? Right, and that's why it's Elu ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're all true. They're speaking at different madrigot, at different levels of what's contained within this message right. of Anochi. So Anochi means I. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I put myself into this thing, which is sweet, changes your life now and forever. That's the message. So the answer is, well, so why should you want Torah? Why? How could you not want Torah? Right? Like, this is the yesod of yesodas of the entire Bria.
Wow.
Okay.
So Rabbi Yochanan's higher than the Rabbanan? Like, what? Rabbanan is like... Rabbi Yochanan, I know, is like a super, super high madriga. Always comes up with, like...
Fire above his head. Was that
Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Excuse me. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, no, Yochanan is always going to be connecting to the chain, right, of Hashem. Right, that's Yochanan. So he's connecting up to the Lamala.
Chain is...
Yud chain.
No, I understand, but I'm saying chain. What makes chain so...
The ches.
Okay.
The ches means I'm connecting to the Lamala Minateva. I'm connecting to the world above. And I want to see how that relates all the way down in this world. So, or when I reflect the upper and the lower, I have chen, right?
Mm. So when you say someone has chen, it's you kind of see how they're connected.
I see their inner world. I see that they're connected. I see that there's a
beautiful.
Yeah, that's why when a person learns Torah, what do they get?
Or upon
them? Yeah, they get chen. My love of chen, the Gemara Nehruvin says. Right, you learn Torah, you connect to something deeper. It brings chen into you, right? Chach masatim Torah upon them. That's what you're saying. But you get chen. You get this deeper connection to
Kadosh Baruch. You bring it down. You can see it down here.
Mm-hmm. It's when the moon reflects the sun the right way.
Wow, that's so geschmack.
Yeah.
Where do we get that mushroom
Rebbe
from?
Nachman.
Wow, he says that's what chen is.
Yeah, his first piece.
Aleph. Wow.
Yeah, that's where he, I mean, that's...
There's so much, I gotta, what do you do?
Does he say thank you?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan's giving you chayin. The Rabbanan are speaking to the masses. And the Ika de Amri is exactly that. Ika de Amri, like, if you have to grab onto this, like, there's also Olam Haba, right? Like, and which is a big deal. And we love Olam Haba, and that's great, and that's Geshmak. But that's an Ika de Amri. Right?
Cool.
Right? So there's like these madrigas of, at the very top you're getting identity, right? So Yochanan is an identity, Ananafshi, right? Then Rabbanan, right, is going to be like the world of Torah, right? So you're going to get the Amira Ne'ima of what Torah is. And Ika de Amri is There's another thing that you can't see now. I don't even see a name. It's Ikeda Amri, some who said, man, which is like Olam Haba. It reflects the Olam Haba. There is this thing that you can't see now, but you're going to get in the future, and these words will help you get there.
Wow. You said it before, I'm sorry, but the Rabbanan are always speaking to like the masses, like the most... Is that a relationship?
It's a klal, but I mean, you have to, every sugi is going to be different. Sure. Yeah. Over here, what you're seeing is you go from clear identity to mass identity to no identity. I can't see it, hear it, taste it, touch it now, right? And that's reflected in their shittas.
Wow.
Okay. So now, we'll do a brief look at just the Maral, just to see the Lashon inside. So we'll look at it later, but we won't go through the whole piece. It's too long.
Where is this in Tiferes Yisrael?
This is in Drushus.
Drushus.
It's the end of Derech Chayin, if you want to find it.
Oh,
nope, I take it back. This piece is in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Lamed Zayin. Found it through Drushus.
Is it Lamed Zayin?
Yeah, it's the last section of Perek Lamed Zayin. It's a big Perek. And of course, even before we went here, of course the reason why it's in this order is because it doesn't mention Olam Haba in the Torah, because the Iker Kavana is that it's a Mir Ne'ima. That's like the basic. Basic is that it should be that you should realize Torah's Gishmak now. Right? It's present moment oriented. So we shouldn't have to run to the Olam Haba. But you have to know it's there. And it's an Iker part of your Emunah, because you know, the way this sets up is, it's almost like, this is Yira, right? Shelo Lishma, I'm going to get something from it. There's Schar. And above that, there's Ava, because it's Ava to the Torah. But even Ava to the Torah is a Bechina of Yira to the true Ava, which is Ava to Hashem. That's how the setup is. Yeah, okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in, just quotes the Gemara, and then it says, V'ratzu b'zeh. Right, v'ratzu b'zeh. What this is, you know, Kenny's first question was, like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we making all these drushas on the word Anochi? Yiveki ha'haschala hu ikar hadavar. The beginning of something is like the seed, and it's the ikar of what it is. Mipnei hu haschala elakol. It's what starts off the trajectory of the whole thing. If your rocket is off by even, you know, 1 millimeter in the wrong direction, so it's going to a different place. Lukach ha'haschala hu ra alakol hadavar. Right. If you look at the beginning, it's going to teach me about the whole thing. Right. We have a yisod. The first time something shows up in Torah, it teaches me about its yisod. Mm. The beginning is always going to teach me about the whole thing, umahuso, and its essence. Ki b'kol ha'aschala hu akol, because through the power of the beginning, I see the whole vision. Lefishu ha'aschala el akol, by the nature of the fact that it's the beginning. Rak ki eno be'inyan karov, rak be'inyan rachok. I'm seeing something from a distance, not from. It's not microscopic. I say, okay, big picture. What's the big picture of this whole thing? I go super rachok, and I say, what's Torah all about? So, be'ikr, right? Ki akol hu b'kol chaschala v'enu b'pol enigla. I don't see the whole thing all at once, but compacted in that, I'm going to get a vision of, like a big vision of what the whole thing is. Ulchav darshu milas anochi, shu haschalas hadibros, shu hora al hadibros. It's a teaching on all of the dibros, b'loshon notrikon. Whenever I see a notricon, it's because I'm giving you a big picture of what something is from a distance. I'm trying to take a step back and say, okay, if I'm as far back, I'm like, oh, that's a mountain, right? I see it, but if I'm up at the mountain, I just see a rock as part of other rocks. So I don't see it as clear. So the beginning, there's a notricon embedded in it so we can get this wide view of what's this all about. Kasher roi ela eschala shu mora ala kol lo b'derech karav. Right. I'm not getting an up close and personal experience. I'm not learning about a detail. I'm not getting lost in the trees. I'm finding myself in the forest. I'm not getting lost in halacha, but being found in God. Okay. That is his opening piece. Then let's just skip here now to a more crucial point for where we are. So then if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom. V'yesh lefarish od. He gives three perushin to what's going on here. We'll just look at the second, but there's a first and a third, which you can look at afterwards, which are both kishmak, but not for this moment. Yeshafarish Ode, ki kol davar nimtzal shlosh sibos. Everything really has 3 points. Ha'echad hu ha'poel. The first is the doer of it, the creator of it. So if something exists, it had to come from somewhere. Shim ein ha'poel lo haya hadavar yotzei el ha'poel. Right? So if there's no poel, so you can't bring something from potential to actual. Hine ha'poel hu sibas metzias hadavar. The reason for its reality. The davar zemavur. So when I say, what's the reason for Torah? Where does Torah come from? What's its purpose? Where is it holding? It's siba. When I think about its metzias, I think about the reality of Torah. I go, oh, reality of Torah? It comes from Hashem. It takes me back to Hashem. That's the poel. That's what I should, when I think Torah, I should say, oh, Torah comes from Hashem. That's the ikar of what Torah is. Now, Hasheni is the mahus of the davar itself. Asher who wrote a lifo. This is why he created it, which so that this thing should exist. So when I think Torah, I think Tanakh and Torah Shebal Peh, and I think the everything that's inside of it. Shim lo haya hamahus betzira poel. If God didn't have this vision, right? If the essence of the picture was not in the mind of the creator, lo haya hapoel poel, then he wouldn't be able to create it. So you see, the essence of its reality is also the reality of itself. So the whoever is creating the thing had to think of it first. So when I think of the shorish to its reality, yes, it's the poel, but it's also the pa'ula itself. Because if the pa'ula itself didn't have its own value, the poel would have never thought of it to create it. Mm. Right? So, yes, who created the house? The person who created the house. You say thank you to the person who created the house. But there's also value to the house itself, otherwise he would have never thought of it to create it.
Right.
And even though the physical things are also a reason, right? But don't worry, we're not making a metaphor to a house, which is chomer and surah. We're speaking about something that's ruchani, right? And so we're focusing on the image of the thing, the tzir, of what that means spiritually.
I don't understand the third one.
We didn't get there yet.
Oh, I thought you just said it. Okay, sorry.
Hashlishi.
Okay.
Now, what's the third thing? It's where it comes from, what it is, and the third thing, like we said, hatachlis, where it's going, right? What's its function, right? So, the fact that the house is beautiful, that's the beauty of what it is. Its function is it provides you shelter and this place to live. Asherhu b'kol pu'ula yifal hatachlis. Every pu'ula has a purpose. L'tachlis na, a beautiful purpose, a reason for why it was created. Lo yifal hapo'el lo El lo tachlis. No one would create something that's purposeless. Well, afika chatachlis hu sibas metzias hadavar. So when I think of the tachlis, I'm connecting to the metzias of what it is. Okay. Umneki kol haschala yesh la siba ki ein haschala b'lo siba. Every beginning has to have a shoresh because the fact that it was brought into a beginning means it started somewhere. And it is the most appropriate place to reference its reason for being is right in the beginning. So what's the reason for Torah's being? Connects you to Hashem. It has its own beauty in its own right. And it has a function for you. It brings you somewhere. So I'm going to put all of that right in the beginning. Hasiba ananafshi ksavis yahavis. So the ikur beginning, I want to put in that you can connect to Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan sever ki ikur siba sadaver hu apoel asher hu rishon. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the ikur is the fact that you can connect to the poel, the kodem lekol. It comes before everything because if there's no poel, there's nothing to talk about. It must be that we connect to the shoresh of Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'kach darash anochi notrikon. That's why he darshins the anochi ananafshi ksavis yehavis. Shezemora al ki yeshkan poel el ha-Torah hazos. That teaches us, just so you know, we're going to get this amazing wisdom block. The ikar is the fact that it came from the poel, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't ever forget that. That has to be right in the beginning. V'adas Rabbanan. No, I got to focus on what's being given. you can tell me that the ikar is about Hashem, but everything's about Hashem. The tree is about Hashem. Hashem made the tree. Hashem made man. Hashem made everything. So maybe I shouldn't reference HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of the Torah because I should find Hashem everywhere. What I should focus on is, what is the Torah? That's what I should be focusing on. That's the real reason. But the poel, or befoel, I think it means like in actuality, it's not a, there's no special reason that he should create all these other things, but there is something special about the fact that there's something unique and special in the world of Torah, and that's what needs to be emphasized in a Matan Torah setting. I have to focus on why Torah is special. That all the words are good, meaning they're good for us. Right? This is the Gra, right? Says that there's, you have to find tam in Torah, and tam means tov, arev, and moel. Right? Tam.
Mm.
Tov, arev, moel. It's good for you, it's sweet, and it is, meaning good, it connects you to Hashem. Arev, it's sweet. And Moel, it helps you now.
Is right?
Yeah.
Moel is?
Like Toelis.
Oh, sorry.
That's a great triad. Exactly.
Yeah. The davar zeh hu sibas metzias haTorah b'poel min Hashem Yisbarach ha-mesader she-sider seder tov ba'olam hi haTorah. This is what he's giving us. He's giving us an access to the seder, right? Access to seder habriya. That's what Torah is. That's what we should be excited about. The beautiful, sweet words of Torah that gives the Seder. The Ikeda Amri says, no, focus on what it's bringing you to. It's not, don't focus on just the fact that it's good or that it connects you to Hashem, but I want to know what's its function. Very function oriented. That's why he darshens it to the purpose. Ki tachlis, what's the tachlis? Ma sheseder Hashem Yisbarach haTorah meito, kidei sheninasein haTorah l'bnei Adam. What's the tachlis? Is that Hashem created a world that has seder, so we can give it to man. Kamo melech sheosa haTorah kidei la'atar es bano, just like a king who creates a crown for his son, who's a prince, v'chein seder Hashem Yisbarach, as a Torah k'dei litei nos ali Yisrael. Right, so we have to focus on the fact that, no, it's, I don't just focus on Hashem, I don't just focus on the surah of the Torah, I focus on the fact that it's going to help you, Klal Yisrael, you're going to get Olam Haba, it's going to help you in this world and the next. I have to focus on you. V'zeu atachlas Torah, which is Yisrael. V'kach machdim hoso. So he goes through all this, and he wants to make it like there's a machlokas, that they're arguing, like which one's the ikar, which one's the ikar, right? So is the ikar the poel, is the ikar the pu'ula, or is the ikar the tachlis of the pu'ula? And then he's just going to say, like, he throws all this out really quickly and says, ve'efshar shekol echad ve'echad omer hada ve'lo pligi. It could just be that they're all choosing their own side, they're not really arguing, ki kol shloshtan heim siba sedav v'dav v'zim avor, right? And like, there's also this version of Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, and I think we see that over here, which is what we were saying before, that you see identity, mass, and then the Ikeda Amri. That's really the breakdown over here. There's a piece before and a piece afterward that's really beautiful, but these are the two main parts over here of, you have to know the answer to the Malachim's question, why should Hashem give us the Torah? Why do we want the Torah? What's in it for us? And baseline is, you're getting all, get out Olam Haba. You can change your world. And the Torah is Gishmak. And you get a Kodesh Baruch. And the Ikar is always from the top down. And that's really, that's the Keser. The Keser is, Ratzon Hashem, Milamala Lamata, is the Ananafshi. And Milamata Lamala is going to start from Yehiva Ksiva Ne'amana Mamorea. From down here, we start, there has to be something in it for me. Right? So, there's going to be Schar. It's Gishmak. Spiritual enlightenment. Right?
Maral doesn't rank, he doesn't seem close to ranking them. He seems to hold them all. That's sicker. No, that's sicker than that's sicker.
Yeah.
Three shitas, Ilu potentially. But he doesn't at all say the what Rav Dessler says. About
over here.
Ah, somewhere else?
Yeah. I'm making a tzushtel between these two places. He's talking about the Maral in the beginning of Tiferes, where he says very clearly, they fell in love with Torah and fell out of love with God. I mean, he makes it super clear.
I'm just so shocked, dude. This is such a great opportunity to be, I mean, I guess he doesn't want to, like...
That's not what he's doing.
Yeah?
He's doing something else. Over here, he's speaking really simply, and he's saying...
Was it downstairs?
I think it's downstairs, yeah. Okay.
Wait, was that my phone ringing or your phone ringing?
That was mine.
Okay.
Over here, he's just saying, okay, let's just try to understand this Torah. Yeah? This Torah to understand. Mm. What are we understanding? That they're all Iker. They're all Sivas for the Torah. They are all Sivas for the Torah. Over there, in a different place, he's saying, by the way, if you don't find a way to connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you leave Hashem out of the picture, you will lose the purpose of the Torah. The primary purpose is the fact that we have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So what does that mean? Like I was saying before. Like
yeah, practically, you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that you do as much as it's something that you stay aware of and that you're conscious of. That there's a gratitude you bring in with you when you come to learn, which is what Birkas HaTorah is. You know, there has to be one point in your day. Birkas HaTorah is one point in your day where you say, I appreciate the fact that Hashem gave us Torah. And then you learn for whatever reason you learn it for. And the more you spend time learning Torah, the deeper your hasag is going to go, right? But what he's saying is that in a practical sense, you can't see Torah as another mode of learning alone. It's not just that. Because if it were just that, so then what's the difference between Torah and science?
Right. Yeah, that's honestly what freaks me out about Torah Lishma. It's like, isn't it just Geschmack because it's Geschmack? Like, I know people who say the same exact thing about going to work and about research.
Right, and philosophy. Lots of things are Geschmack. So you do have to find it Geschmack. You're not saying don't find it Geschmack. You're just saying that, you know, If Torah for you doesn't source from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what the problem is with that? Where does he say it? Hold on. Where does he say it? I think it's the Kedusha Slavi. I can't remember where he says it. That, oh, yes, I do. I think it's at the end of Parsha Shmini. Geschmack. I'll find it afterwards inside. We'll see it. But there's a, at the end of Shmini, I'm pretty sure it's the end of Shmini, where it says the Rashi on the Pasuk by Kashrus says a person should say, I want to eat this chazer, but the Torah said I shouldn't.
They bring the midrash, the chazir, arayos.
Yeah, I should want to do this, but the Torah
says Shanish also.
And the Kedushas Levi says, why? Why should you want to say that? Mm-hmm. Like, why is that a good thing? Like, I should want to do this, but the Torah says I can't. It seems like so restrictive. Not Geschmack.
Right.
So he explains that, let's say you didn't want to eat chazer, but let's say you don't want to eat squid. You go to some Japanese restaurant for a business meeting, can't get out of it, you're there, they put the squid down, and you look at it, and they're all eating it, and you're like, these crazy people, what are they doing? Like, how could you eat squid?
Rubber.
Like that? Yeah, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. If that's your mahalach, so then what happens when they put something down that looks good?
Right. Interesting.
Boom. You're like, well, that taka, I hear. So if your mahalach and why you say no is, of course, who would eat that thing? So it's about you and how you see things, right? So he says you have to do the same thing with Torah. The reason why you learn Torah is only because it's geschmack. So what happens when it's Torah stops being geschmack? You're tired. You've stayed up all night on Shavuos. All these things are happening in your life. You're stressed out. You're this. It's like, well, if you only learn Torah when it felt geschmack, so then I'm not going to learn Torah when it doesn't feel geschmack. What if I can only learn Torah when I have a certain Rebbe that makes me feel like a geschmack, and I don't have that Rebbe anymore, right? You move to America, this or that, and things are now different. So if the only reason why you learn it is for Amir and Na'ima, what happens if it loses a level of Amir and Na'ima? So you may fall back, and you're going to fall back into, well, at least, you know, I have to learn Torah. I'm a Yid, Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, whatever. So he's saying, no, there's also, instead of falling back, you fall forward, which is, I learn Torah because I want to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know when I'm learning, I'm connecting to Ratzon Hashem, I'm connecting to the word of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's good enough for me. And some things are going to make sense, and it's going to be Amir Na'ima, and it's going to be a Svar I can handle. Sometimes it's going to say, kill the babies of Amalek, and I'm not going to know how to hold it. And I have to say, even when I read that pasuk, I'm connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And, okay, it's not always Amir Na'ima. I don't always understand all the pieces, right? It's a big Torah.
Right.
So, it's about setting your intention that what I'm doing is I'm grateful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah.
That Rashi is saying don't learn like the Rabbanan, learn like Rabbi Yochanan. Don't just learn like the Rabbanan at least. Because then you're going to be subject to the Geshmak things.
That's right. Right.
One last question after you mentioned the step two and step three, or not step two and step three, but level two and level three, where it's the pu'ula and the tachlis. If you're going back to your house, Marshall, I don't really like see a big difference in between them. Meaning, like, why would I ever think a house is geschmack? The only reason I think a house is geschmack is because it shelters me.
That is not true.
No?
You never watch Cribs?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
You're saying, like, aesthetically it looks great?
It's a mirror and it's geschmack. This one has an elevator, this one has that kind of... I mean, I'm using a house as a mashal, but right. Then there's something else. Meaning there's...
Godless to the thing itself.
The godless of the thing itself, and then there's the function of the thing. Many cars can get you somewhere.
Why would you go to a car show?
Huh?
You're saying, why would you ever go to a car show?
Because you appreciate the car itself. You can appreciate even the mahus of the car, the tsur of the makar.
Interesting.
The whole thing has value in its own right. And then there's the fact that it gets you from A to Z.
Right. Beautiful. Okay, here. I guess I was like thinking that the beauty of something is because of the function. But you're saying there's that.
The yofi of the dover is different than the tachlis of the dover.
Right. The tachlis could be yofi also.
It could be. And it is. But it's focusing on a different nakuta.
Right.
Okay. It should be a beautiful Shabbos. Nechag Sameach.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It's a geschmack. Are you giving this over on a...
It's a chilek of it, but no, I'm going to focus on a slightly different nekuda. I mean, well, it'll be a chilek of it, and I'm not going to bring this in.
What was Nefesh Chaim thinking, though? Did he think people were... He gave level 2. Did he believe level 2, or he thought people would know?
There's a rush. I think the rush in Adarim says it, I think, explicitly, like him.
That it's the highest level?
That is Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma.
So it's really a machlokes.
Yeah. And Rav Dessler is saying that, obviously... Highest level is Avos Hashem. How could it not be Avos Hashem?
Alright, I gotta run. I'm sorry.
You run. I'll show you this and then I'm gonna run also. Yes, sure.
Let's be in touch. You maybe want to try to learn before Mincha?
Today?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be in Hanof.
Oh, you're
not. I actually was gonna ask you, can I give you my bag by any chance?
Yeah.
Just bring it to your house and then I'm gonna walk over tomorrow night.
Yeah, sure. Oh, you're not here for shows.
What?
You're not here for shows.
It's gonna be a 3-day yontav. I wanna do a Shabbos just like
what? Where are you going tonight?
No way. Just gonna read and think.
You love it.
Really?
It's a whole thing.
Sorry.
How are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem.
Mike, confirm with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Players.